Barkley for Senate.
Free Talk Live, it is your show. You can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. As we launch here into hour number two of the program, it is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for accessing their websites. We give ours away, so enjoy it on us at freetalklive.com. As we go to your phone calls, Philip is on the line listening to KTAE in Texas. Hello, Philip.
Evening, gentlemen. How are y'all? Appreciate the show.
Good to have you here, Philip. What's on your mind tonight?
Real quick comment before I get to my topic. During the news break there, it mentioned Obama's 30-minute infomercial last night. Since he's for redistributing the wealth and he's got 4 to 5 times the amount McCain does, let's just go ahead and let him give McCain enough to equally vote so it's a fair race. You know, that we could start redistributing the wealth right now.
There you
but that's
go.
Not what I call for. I call about the gun confiscation.
But actually, he would have to redistribute amongst all the people that are running for president everywhere.
Yeah,
not even
true.
Just the other parties, but I mean, there's hundreds of people likely running for.
His argument is, you know, the rich make too much money and they got to give it to somebody else. So let's just you know, put the shoe on. If it fits, it fits.
Right. I'm just trying to make it fair. Everybody, you know, Obama should have to spread it out amongst all the candidates, not just McCain.
I'd like to point out that John McCain
I'm not
is
vote for either one of them. But
right. Thank you. For that.
Before you go on,
I'd like to point out. I'm glad you said you're not going to vote for either one because I'd like to point out that you know, nobody's talking about how John McCain is, you know, as much of a socialist as Barack Obama. Barack Obama gets all the press about
nearly.
It. You know, John McCain's in the same damn camp. It's just nobody's talking about that. But then again, it seems like nobody's talking about John McCain, period. I mean, I drive around here in Keene, New Hampshire. I don't see a single John McCain sign.
They're out there.
Not in anybody's yard.
This is about a lousy election. I'm 48 years old. This is the worst one I've seen so far.
It's just going to keep getting worse.
I'm a 10-year working police officer here in Central Texas.
Okay.
And the reason that I called, that gentleman you were just talking to, he doesn't need to be wearing the uniform, that's for sure.
The guy, just for people just tuning in, we had a lengthy conversation with somebody who claimed to be in the military who was talking about the Constitution, about how he wanted to defend it, but at the same time saying that he would confiscate guns from people, and he was all in favor of random police searches and checkpoints and all kinds of very unfree-sounding activities.
Yeah, it's really crazy, and this is, I'm talking firsthand, you know, my butt in the seat deal here. When Katrina happened, they were asking for, you know, help from all over the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a fellow officer from a different department, 2 counties south of me, call me up and say, hey, let's go on down there. He said, I got a week off. My boss gave me a week off. He said, they're confiscating guns. And he said that from what he could talk to about a buddy of his was already down there, they were getting to keep what they confiscated. In other words, they weren't turning them into a central distribution place. If they took it, they got to keep it.
Hmm.
And, of course, I turned him down and didn't go. But I've been doing this like you guys. I had a talk show back in the mid-'90s and talked about everything under the sun before I decided to go to the police academy and actually, you know, find out for myself what's going on.
Hmm.
The sad fact is that 99% of the people will go door-to-door and will take your guns because they have the badge and they have the power, and you're going to do what I tell you to do.
Yeah.
Right. Even if they don't want to, they don't want to lose their paycheck, so they'll probably go ahead and follow the orders anyway, even if they don't.
It's not even that, guys. It's a mentality of who's the old school police officer, peace officers, I like to call myself. I'm not a policeman or a police officer. I am a policeman, but I call myself a peace officer because I got in there with the idea that I could help good people and get bad people off the street, and it's just the opposite. You get a bad person, and all you can do is get them help, and the good people get nothing. And it's totally and completely backwards. And I was talking to a guy back in 1996 in the San Antonio Gun Show who was a second lieutenant in the Army Reserve. And he told me, he said, look, they won't have to worry about, you know, the local people, when the order comes down and goes to go door-to-door and take guns, the guys that don't do it, they're going to get put in a cage like everybody else. And they'll just bring in somebody from a different state who don't care who you are, where you're from, and they're going to do it anyway. This is a done deal. I mean, if people don't want to stand up and fight for what we should have been fighting for all along, you know, which makes your show what it is and other shows like yours what it is, and makes my job really difficult because they want me to write tickets and throw people in jail for, you know, half a joint or this, that, and the other.
Are you still on this the force?
No, sir.
I think we've talked to you in the past. Have you called this show before?
One time, about 4 months ago.
Yeah, I remember. It's been a while, and I think you had told us at the time. Let me see if I'm recalling you correctly. You had told us at the time.
I love it when pro-liberty cops call.
Yeah, well, the problem is he's not a cop anymore, and this is what we've seen over and over again, is we've talked to several people who've been kind of in a similar situation as you. They got into the policing world because they thought they were going to be able to make a difference. They thought that they were going to put the bad guys behind bars. They thought that, you know, they're going to help people, and then they ended up finding out that the administrators are corrupt, their co-workers are corrupt, that the entire system is, as you said, just completely reversed from what you expected it to be. And, you know, even then they might have still thought to themselves, well, I can change if I'm working hard enough from the inside, I can change it. Maybe I can expose these guys. But they're so dug in, they're so powerful in their positions that they're in, you can't touch these dudes. So
yeah, it's like trying to take a rowboat up Niagara Falls, guys. That's how bad it is. I mean, I really don't. I can't put in words and tell y'all and tell the audience how bad it really is. I mean, there are people coming out of the police academies now. And the sad thing is a lot of them are military, have been overseas.
Yeah.
They get this, you know, if you're not one of us, you're dog crap, and you don't count. And they don't care whether you're American civilian, Iraqi civilian, you know, Afghani civilian or whatever. They have this built-in mentality. If you're not part of my little group, you don't count. We can do whatever we want to. It's like playing a video game. There's no emotion to it anymore. And they're bringing that to the streets, and I had enough, and then we got crossways with my boss, and he cut me loose, and I'm fighting him in court, and it's a whole big stinking mess. But, you know, people like myself are very few and far between. I can tell you that for a fact. But I did it for 10 solid years.
Absolutely.
And December 29th was my last day.
You know, it's really scary, you know, the way that police departments seem to recruit, you know, the military, because, you know, when a guy's coming out of the military, especially fresh out of the military, he's used to taking orders. He's not used to operating under, you know, the Constitution, certainly in the same manner. War isn't fought the same way that police work is done, and you know, police work in and of itself has grown to be too onerous in this country. But even so, it seems like it would be very easy to transition from the war situation where you're using, you know, this rule, you know, this standard operating procedure, to taking that standard operating procedure and essentially applying it to your job as a law enforcement officer.
The attitude of that last caller was what prompted me to call. That's the mentality. If the order comes down from above, this crap back going around your boss's head to the higher ups, that's where the order came from in the first place.
Yeah,
you know,
of course.
That is the mentality that I'm running into. We had a first sergeant not too long ago at a gun show in Austin, Texas. I was down visiting some friends. Stood right there in front of the table and told myself and two other veterans that if the order came down, he said, "Sir, I will shoot you where you stand."
If the order was to shoot you, you mean?
No. If the order came down for them to go door to door confiscating guns, and I refused to give my gun up, I'm sorry, I didn't clarify what I was trying to say. I asked this guy point blank to his face. So you're giving the order, Sarge, and you have to come get my guns. What if I say no? I'm not giving them to you. He says, "Sir, I'll shoot you where you stand."
That is out.
That is an absolute quote.
So, wow.
You know, people don't realize how bad it really is out there.
That is bad.
It's a vicious, vicious circle.
Right.
I appreciate your show, guys. I'll let you get on and bring somebody else on when we get some more comments.
Philip, great call, man. And I hope you look into the Free State Project and consider coming up here to New Hampshire. We need more people with experience and expertise like you, and would love to have you up here. Thank you, sir. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Not only is it that bad from sort of a mental perspective, looking at the mentality of the people in the military and the police. Yes, there are exceptions, people like Philip and, you know, some other good folks out there, but it seems like they're in the minority. So not only is it that bad mentally, but it's also that bad as far as the political situation. I mean, we talked about the 100-mile constitution-free zone that seems to be in place in this country, the random checkpoints that are already being put out there, the permanent checkpoint installations that are out there. We've talked about this stuff. There was a story out of in Indianapolis a year ago about how the TSA set up a checkpoint at some bus stops. We've heard more about bus sort of related security and travel-related interference in our lives. And so, really, how far are we away in this country from having a total police state clampdown, total martial law in America? I mean, it sounds like hyperbole to talk about it, because where most of us are able to travel about as we need to do our daily tasks, but how long? It wouldn't be hard for them to change that and it wouldn't take them long to do so. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest. Is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40. And by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms. And they do not go away. Take Superbeta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Superbeta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-246-6204. That's 1-800-246-6204. With Superbeta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Call 1-800-246-6204. That's 1-800-246-6204.
In a world of government oppression and tyranny, the struggle between freedom and fascism comes a story about two people who are faced with the challenge to stand up and do the right thing for liberty.
Her face was every face I've ever known. Her face was my own face.
GCN brings you Uncivil Liberties, a movie the government does not want you to see. A political thriller ripped from today's headlines, domestic spying, wiretapping, government chipping, and more.
The enemy of my enemy is my ally.
For your copy of this hard-hitting film that will open your eyes, go to UncivilLiberties.com to receive your full-length feature on DVD for only $13.95.
People should look one another in the eye before they go killing for causes.
That's UncivilLiberties.com to view the movie trailer, read reviews, and purchase the DVD. UncivilLiberties.com. Because in this world, liberty is all that we have, and we must take it back. Support independent media. Purchase a copy today at UncivilLiberties.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. How much are you willing to lose? Take action now. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. I believe that we are facing a financial catastrophe of biblical proportion. Over recent decades, numerous economic systems have failed. Current Federal Reserve policy and uncontrolled government spending have set the stage for the United States to be the next target. Secure your assets today by calling 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. Do this while paper can still buy gold. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Drink and Mate proudly presents another mind-boggling episode of America's toughest quiz show, That's Too Complicated. Let's see if we can figure out which contestant got the intellectual edge after an evening of partying by using Drink and Mate.
For 20 points in the win, Milt, GLUR5 and blank kinate receptor subunits in hippocampal neurons co-assemble to form functional receptors.
Pony?
Oh, too bad. Yes, Chip!
The logical companion of GLUR5, GLUR6.
You've won the game!
Hey, life is like a game, and if you want to win, you've got to give it your best every day, which doesn't always happen after an evening of celebrating with friends and family. That's why there's Drinkin' Mate, a patented formula of guava leaf extract proven to reduce the effects of hangover. It restores balance to your body, keeping headaches and nausea at bay, and it really works. Tell them, Don.
Drinkin' Mate. I wouldn't be able to read this without it.
Available at quality retailers nationwide. Drinkin' Mate urges you to please drink responsibly.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want if you dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the website, they are free, so enjoy those on us, and they include the wiki, over 1,800 pages, created by listeners like you. It is like the listener editable version of our website. Head over to wiki.freetalklive.com. Get interactive for free. Wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com.
Over 35% of IT admins admit to snooping through their boss's email. Shouldn't your business be secure? PrivacyHarbor.com is an email alternative that's private and confidential. Guaranteed. PrivacyHarbor.com, because normal email is not secure. And you can go get a free account at PrivacyHarbor.com and try out the service. And if you like it, you can upgrade the account or you can keep the free one. It just it goes on inevitably. PrivacyHarbor.com.
Toll free, 800-259-9231. Coming up, we're going to get to your phone calls right now, but also on the way, we'll tell you about what the UK police have added to their repertoire as far as increasing the police state is concerned. The U.S. government bureaucrats will be salivating over this one. We'll see how long it takes to get here to the shores of the United States. But first, we go to Tom in New Hampshire. You are on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tom.
Yeah, how did you guys land Medicare as a sponsor? I heard their ad while I was listening over the phone during the 8 o'clock break.
It's likely what it was is different, the news service likely that was there.
Was it during the news break?
Yeah, it was probably during the news break.
Oh, okay. I was wondering how you guys would
I wouldn't even call
why you. Well, anyway, how's this sound for an excuse, okay? You're driving down the road, and you got to pass somebody, and when you get over to the top of the hill, there's oncoming traffic, and they crash into you, and you use the excuse that you couldn't see them coming. How were you supposed to know there was oncoming traffic when you went to pass this person? You can't see through the hill. You can't see around the curve like that. So, therefore, it wasn't your fault. What were you supposed to do about it?
That's a lousy excuse, Tom.
Yeah, and that's what telemarketers and door-to-door salespeople seem to have as their excuse in their head when they go ringing doorbells or ringing people's phones who are night shift workers. See, I mean, that if you keep knocking on doors or keep calling people up telemarketing, that some of them will be night shift workers who are trying to sleep in the daytime.
Sure.
And some of the people are just day shift workers who just happen to be in the middle of giving the baby a bath when the phone rings. Oh, who could it? Oh, it might be somebody about to buy my house. I better answer it before they buy another house. And it's a telemarketer. Okay, the fact that they don't know that this is a bad time for you is no excuse. Just like the excuse that they didn't know there was oncoming traffic. If you don't know that it's a good time to pass somebody on the highway, if you don't know that it's a good time to call somebody on the phone, then don't do it. And here's what.
Well,
we
now
can
hold
do about
on
this.
A second, Tom. I mean, as somebody who does telemarketing for a living,
you don't do the same sort of telemarketing as he's talking about.
No,
you call radio stations; they've hung their shingle out to do business. So, I mean, it's not the same thing. However, I will say that if you get a telephone, you're bound to get calls that you don't want to get, and it's your responsibility as a telephone owner to protect yourself from, the people that might call you and annoy you.
You could.
Okay. First of all, nobody ever buy anything from telemarketers, so that way they all go out of business. That's one way.
Yeah, who is buying
when they
that
call,
stuff?
Even when they call and the timing happens to be good, remember, that's just random chance. It's like throwing the dice and they just like passing somebody on a hill. Some
Do
of
they
the
make
time,
their money? I'd like to see a study of who it is that actually buys this stuff. I mean, is it only octogenarians that are Alzheimer's patients that are just getting sort of taken advantage of and taken for a ride by these people? Or are there people that are actually coherent that are purchasing whatever the hell it is these telemarketers are selling?
I don't know, but always yell at them or put them down and say, get a job, or use certain vocabulary that I can't really use on your program here.
Some people do more creative things. They'll create characters. Some people will create characters and sort of play a role with the telemarketer and ask questions and just kind of maybe act crazy, which wouldn't be hard for you to talk.
You have three people. If you have three people at the house, you just, hello, and they go through it. Yeah, I see. Then just hand the phone to the next one who just picks it up and says, hello. And then they got to go through it all over again. Then they hand it to the next one. Hello.
I would imagine that if somebody wanted to go look around the internet, they could probably find all kinds of suggestions and ideas as to how to handle telemarketers. In addition to probably some recorded calls of people who have actually put those ideas into practice.
Now, I'm of the opinion that the telemarketers are doing a job, and I'm not going to go after anybody who is doing a job. I'm as pleasant as I can be. I don't get them, by the way, because I have an unlisted telephone number.
But you have to pay for that, right?
What do you mean?
You have to pay extra
per month,
right?
Yes, I have to pay extra to have an unlisted telephone number. You have to pay extra in order to have privacy in this world.
This is true.
That's just the way it goes. There's also devices out there that one can buy that will you know, screw up the telemarketing telephony systems. You can just go on and you know, on the internet and find something like that. But I'm always nice to them because that's it's a real live human being at the other side, and I know that they have a job that I don't want them to do with me, but I'm not willing to be mean to them.
I would say that I'm kind of, I don't know if I'm nice, but I'm sort of, I'm curt. I'm nice and curt, like
well,
I want to get off the phone.
You can't engage them in conversation because, well, it's just going to keep on going, and they're going to try to get you to buy whatever it is.
Right. Thanks, but I'm not interested. Appreciate it. Bye. You know, that's that sort of thing. Hey, thank you, Tom, for the call. Appreciate hearing from you.
He said bye.
Yeah, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Do you have a telemarketer story, how you handled a telemarketer? Maybe you had a little bit of fun with them. You want to share that with us? 800-259-9231. So what I was going to say to Tom in regards to his accusations as far as do you have the time to talk to this person, and you made a good point, Mark, calling radio stations, they are sort of qualified prospects. But that said, when I am calling, I don't know if it's a good time for them, which is why, you know, the first question out of my mouth is, do you have a moment? Always, I mean, as far as if you're going to be doing phone sales or any sort of sales where you're asking for somebody's time, especially a decision maker, it's always good to be very respectful of their time. And if they know that you're respectful of their time, they will be more than likely to grant you a little bit of theirs, or they'll be more likely to grant you a little bit of theirs. At least that's been my experience. Whereas if you get somebody on the phone and you start, I'm here to sell you a newspaper subscription of blah, 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 or whatever it is that the telemarketer, I'm from the Fraternal Order Police and we need some donations. You know how they do their thing. They just kind of, they've got their script and they spiel it out and they splatter it all over you. And if you didn't want it, then you want to hang up the phone or get angry or, like Tom was talking about, get very upset about it. I don't, telemarketers don't upset me, Mark. I'm like you. I understand they're people that have a job to do, and it's a nasty, nasty job, and I'm sure they get nasty people all day long. So if you're less than nasty to them, they probably appreciate it. But as far as if you're calling people for a living and you want to get them to respect what it is that's going to come out of your mouth, you need to ask them if they've got the time to listen. And if they don't, then ask them when a better time is, and then let them schedule the next appointment for a phone call. That's the way I do things, and it works well for me.
That's
I don't know if you can apply it to telemarketing, though.
I agree with you, and that's the way to do it. But, you know, it's telemarketing in the sense – telemarketing is a bad term for what happens at home. Residential telemarketing or something like that is different than business telemarketing.
Yeah.
When I'm calling people to sell ads – well, I may be talking to the business owner, I may be talking to the marketing person, I may be talking to the advertising person or whatever, but that's their job to take my call. Mm-hmm. If it's the business owner, likely they don't feel like it's their job to take my call, but I have to provide them value, give them convince them it's a good idea, build the value of the show.
Right. I don't ask the secretary if she has a moment. I want her to pass me on to who I want to talk to. Anyway, more on the way. You can take control, bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
I am so frustrated. I can't seem to remember anything anymore.
What?
Seriously, my memory and attention span is terrible. I read something and forget. I forget people's names. I hear all this great information on the radio and I want to tell people, but I forget.
Okay, slow down. Poor attention and memory loss is not your fault. Factors like fluoride in the water, aluminum in deodorants, genetically modified foods, the way the education system taught you. It's all meant to dumb you down. You know, I can remember everything now, even entire books.
What? How?
There is this website called School of Phenomenal Memory. Their online course is a real breakthrough in the field of memory improvement. In fact, they guarantee that every single person will be able to memorize any type of information, including entire books, after they complete just 60 lessons. And they offer a no questions asked, no time limit, money back guarantee.
Wow. What's the website?
Now, don't forget, it's pmemory.net. The letter P, memory.net.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. products. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com, or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life, for mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being. Order your Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
Are you tired of searching for Freak Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away, so enjoy those on us. And the features include archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, just click and download it right there on the front page of the website, going back for an entire year totally free at freetalklive.com. And I want to tell you about the Free State Project. Mentioned it a little bit earlier this hour, and you'll hear us mention it a lot on this program because, well, we're both, now, Mark, I know you don't like the term members, participants, is that the appropriate
signers
term? We're both signers of the, but that doesn't make sense, Mark. I think they, their official term is participants within the Free State Project because we did participate. We moved to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project a few years ago, a couple of years back, actually, at this point. And we were what are considered early movers, and I think if you move now, you're still considered an early mover. When will we decide? When will people decide to no longer be called early movers? At what point? I guess before 20,000, I guess,
I think
is reached.
Probably, you know, when the number of 1,000 is reached as far as movers go, I think there's likely 1,000 Free State Project signers
here now.
Here in the state,
right now already.
There's 700, the 600, almost 625 or something like that in the state currently. Seth Hipple has been doing a great job of hunting down all those people that have moved but haven't done anything as far as signing up. Haven't signed up. I don't mean done anything.
They haven't alerted that
right.
They have moved.
Yeah, and that's not what you signed in the statement of intent anyway. You didn't say, I'm going to move and tell you I moved.
That's
you're
right.
Just going to say I'm willing to move. So,
we're talking about hundreds of people that have moved to New Hampshire in order to be activists for liberty. Some of them with some activism experience, some of them never been activists before in their lives, but they're sick and tired of the direction this country is going. They're sick and tired of the totalitarianism that the Republicans and Democrats are bringing upon us. They're tired of the checkpoints. They're tired of all the police state nonsense we were talking about earlier this hour. They're tired of the tax burden. They're tired of the lack of freedom, and they want to do something about it. And they're sick and tired of those of us who have activist experience. They're sick and tired of striking out again and again where they live, where they're surrounded by a bunch of statists, where they're surrounded by people that don't get it, where they don't have hardly anybody that they can relate to as far as the on a basis of what they believe in. Whereas if you're up here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, you are surrounded by people that think like you do, that also believe in liberty, that are also willing to do something about it, to put something on the line, to take a little bit of a risk, to get out there and get active, whether it be in the realm of politics or whether it be in the marketplace, whether it be doing creating media, radio, television, and other things, or whether it be just going out there and holding signs on the side of the road, whatever it is, running candidates, doing outreach, so many different activist opportunities here in New Hampshire, or just hanging out, socializing, and getting to know one another, which is why you should come out to the Liberty Forum to meet some of these folks, to meet some of the early movers, to meet some of the people that are going to be moving soon, some of the people that are considering moving, and also get to kind of pal around with some Liberty-oriented luminaries like John Taylor Gatto or Richard Heller, David Berglund, Anthony Gregory, Will Buchanan. Some of these names, if you're in the Liberty Movement, might ring a bell. If not, come on up anyway and meet some of the great people that are going to be attending the Liberty Forum at freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum. Free Talk Live is going to be broadcasting live the entire time. Well, not the entire time, but when we're live on our show, we'll be there at the Liberty Forum broadcasting. And looking forward to meeting you if you're going to be there. And if you want to get there and you want to save a little bit of money, use our discount code, 2009FTL. It's 2009FTL. That'll get you 10% off if you get signed up at freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum. It's going to be a lot of fun. More speakers are going to be announced soon. I've heard rumor, Mark, that they're going to have a very, very big speaker at the Liberty Forum.
Very big.
Yes.
How much bigger could one get
it
then?
I think I can say he is big.
I haven't heard this, and I resent that the people of the Free State Project might tell you and they haven't told.
It wasn't the Free State Project people.
I am in DREPA right now.
It wasn't the organizer. I don't even know if it's final. I don't know if it's confirmed, but I've heard it from a reliable source. And I look forward to announcing that on the show if it does come to fruition. All right, 800-259-9231. That's our number. Hey, speaking of the police state, we've pointed out a number of times on this program how the UK police, the UK government people are, you know, they're a little ways down the road to a little more further down the road to totalitarianism than the government people in America. And this is yet another example of how they're just down there a little bit ways. And, of course, the American government people are keeping an eye on the U.K. to see if they get away with this crap. And if they do, if the U.K. citizens actually put up with this nonsense, then you can expect this to come here to the good old U.S. of A. sometime soon. Here's the story from The Guardian. Every police force in the U.K. is to be equipped with mobile fingerprint scanners, handheld devices that allow police to carry out identity checks on people in the street. The new technology, which ultimately may be able to receive pictures of suspects, is likely to be in widespread use within 18 months. Tens of thousands of sets of these devices, as compact as BlackBerry smartphones, are expected to be distributed. The police claim the scheme, called Project Midas, will transform the speed of criminal investigations. A similar, heavier machine has been tested during limited trials with motorway patrols. To address fears about mass surveillance and random searches, the police insist that fingerprints taken by the scanners will not be stored or added to databases. Whew. Rest easy, folks. These cops are looking out for your privacy. I'm sure that after these fingerprint scanners, you can trust the police to really honor that promise. They're really going to stand by that. There's no way they would change the rules after the fact. There's no way that they would break their promise and start creating databases of people's fingerprints. No. No. Well, wait a minute. Let's look at the history of government programs and how it is that they work. Anybody got the original copy of the Social Security card from back in the 30s when that came out? Anybody got one of those handy? You want to take a look at that and see what it says? What's it say, Mark?
Doesn't it say something to the effect that that number is only for the use by the Social Security Administration and shouldn't be used for any other thing at all?
Not for identification purposes.
Yeah.
But wait a minute. They didn't stay true to that promise, did they? No, they didn't. In fact, they never do. Whenever a government program is proposed, it may indeed be created as it was originally promised, But next year, those government bureaucrats want to have more power. They want to have more bureaucrats working underneath them. They want a bigger budget for their agency. So they need to justify all these demands and these so-called needs. And so they come up with reasons why it's necessary that they have their budget expanded and their power expanded and their staffing expanded. And nine times out of ten, the various legislatures will grant them whatever it is that they're looking for. They get their expansion, and nothing can really be done about it. Nobody can be held accountable for it. So if the police are saying right now, well, don't worry about it, folks. We're not going to be taking your fingerprints and storing them. We won't add them to any databases. Well, if 2 years later they all of a sudden start adding things to databases, or we find out that they always were, what are you going to do about it?
I can hardly imagine that they're taking computerized information like a fingerprint. I mean, I assume this is a scan of some sort, right? This isn't
a fingerprint scanner. This is a digital device like a BlackBerry.
And this isn't getting stored anywhere. So they're only going to use it to check against whether or not you've got a warrant or something like that. And then what? Then they're just going to delete it?
Just going to wipe it out. We're just going to keep no records whatsoever. Trust us.
I mean, really, it's the stupidest thing anyone's ever asked me to believe. Well, maybe not entirely.
According to the story here, The Guardian.
Damn dumb.
The civil rights group over in the UK called Liberty cautioned that the law required fingerprints taken in such circumstances to be deleted after use. Garrett Crossman, Liberty's policy director, said saving time with new technology could help police performance, but officers must make absolutely certain that they take fingerprints only when they suspect an individual of an offense and can't establish his identity. Now, wait a minute. Now, let's just think about this for a moment. With a tool like this...
Right. You see, that statement there is ludicrous. Because, you know, if a cop wants to bother you, it's like, come here, kid. Put your finger on here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, it's this
yes,
whole...
sir, officer.
It just gives them... they want to charge someone, which means that they haven't charged them. So they are free to do whatever they wish. They're a free citizen at that point, and they wish to be able to confirm their identity. So what's to stop any cop from just being on the corner and wanting to establish the identity of everybody around him?
That's, of course, what they're going to want to do. And that's why I'm saying that you can expect this to come here to America within, you know, a short amount of time. And look for the Border Patrol to be wanting these things for their little random checkpoints. Are you a citizen? Put your finger right here, sucker.
William Grigg has been confirmed for the Liberty Forum today.
Ooh, that's a big one.
Yeah, that's a big one.
I like William
it's
Grigg.
It's not the big one that you were talking about.
No, more on the way. This
as big
is
as it gets.
Free Talk Live.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest, is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40, and by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms, and they do not go away. Take Supervita Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Supervita Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-246-6204. That's 1-800-246-6204. With Supervita Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Call 1-800-246-6204. That's 1-800-246-6204.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at FindOneFindAll.com. That's FindOneFindAll.com.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon 222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrates, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years, serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and one KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now. Not yet available in Iowa.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lays Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at LaysMedInc.com. That's LaysMedInc.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site there are completely free, so enjoy those on us. And those features include the bulletin board system with over 400,000 posts. There's an awful lot to talk about there, and it's all free at bbs.freetalklive.com. You like the show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. Whatever it is that you need, you can buy at Amazon. I mean it. There are over 41 categories in which to shop used items even. So you need to save a few extra bucks. As though Amazon's new prices aren't cheap enough, save a few more bucks, buy used, and Free Talk Live will still get a percentage if you enter through amazon.freetalklive.com. As we go to your phone calls here and talk to Jeff in New Jersey on the Amp Line. Hello, Jeff.
Hey.
What's on your mind,
so
Jeff?
Last night, Mark kind of made fun of me for accusing me of a speech impediment, but it's not true.
You did? I don't recall this.
What?
What's that?
I try very hard not to accuse people of those things. What are you talking about?
I don't recall that.
Okay, whatever. So anyways, I'm actually a week behind on the podcast because I told you before my wife hates your show, and she made me go on a one-week hiatus as a kind of a
test.
Her version of a rehab.
Okay.
But anyways.
Did you have any withdrawals?
I did. Actually, I sat at work at my computer. I didn't know what to do.
So what does she feel the adverse effects of you listening to Free Talk Live are? That you spout off Liberty stuff too often and that she can't talk to you about normal things without you, interjecting?
And she blames it on you, although it actually started with Dan Carlin. But, you know, the whole free market thing came in when I started listening to you guys, and that's when she got defensive. But whatever.
Can't
so,
have any of that
anyways,
freedom
about,
stuff.
Yeah, that doggone freedom and liberty.
Yeah.
Who knows what to do with it. And about a week ago, Mark accused you, Ian, of being an introvert or a hermit.
No. Yeah. That's not what happened.
I didn't use that terminology.
He used to accuse me of that, but he has not accused me of that in a long time.
I understand that, but the conversation kind of, Mark said, okay, you've made progress, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And I am coming at it from kind of the opposite angle, where I used to be more like what Mark would describe as a healthy individual, and I've kind of become what Mark would describe as an Ian or an unhealthy individual, in that I used to be just, you know, like, man, we can talk about whatever, and now I find myself more and more disgusted by the seemingly things that people don't think about before they say it, kind of comments that they make in normal conversation, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know what you're talking about, and it's essentially happened to me from being on the show. It's very difficult to do an 18-hour show on freedom and liberty, and for that, excuse me, not to wash, into the rest of your life. And, you know, when I end up talking to normal folks and everyday folks, sometimes I'll find myself in the situation where I'm essentially preaching, because to some extent I preach 18 hours a week in the Church of Liberty, preaching
right.
at them about, the things that have to do with people being free and the government and stuff like that. And
well, it's important to you. I mean, it's
it is important. And that's and what I try to do is to separate, you know, the show from life, because they didn't ask for it. They didn't tune in. If you tune into Free Talk Live, that's what you're going to hear.
But if they bring up an issue and ask you how you feel, then they did ask you for it.
Right. Now, I kind of have a cop story that relates to this.
Okay.
And in my opinion, it has an unfortunate ending.
Hmm.
And as Mark does, I volunteer at my local volunteer fire department. All right?
Okay.
And so I was on a duty crew night where I go and sit around for 6 hours.
Work out.
In case there's a call.
Eat a little something. Cheap sodas.
I used to do that, and then I stopped. But anyways, so we're sitting around there and shooting the S or whatever, and some guys started saying, I can't believe all these N-words around here.
Oh, my.
And I didn't want to make any waves, you know, so I didn't say anything. I sat there and I was like, just biding my time, basically, till I could leave. And there happened to be a police officer who is a member of this fire department, and he was there as well. And I took very careful notice of his speech and his actions during this conversation. And I feel like he 100% agreed with what they were saying, although I think it was a very deliberate and premeditated move on his part that he never said the N-word. But he happens to be, and my town is about 15,000 people.
Mm-hmm. Hello?
He happens to be a police officer in this town that's stationed at a school as like the DARE officer or whatever.
Gotcha.
And during this conversation, he says, I can't wait till one of them talks back to me so I can try out my taser.
Wow.
And I'm thinking, oh my God.
Sick.
So like, I kept my cool. I just did my time. I left there that night, you know.
Man.
So I get the small town newspaper that comes out for free once a month to our doorstep, and I open it up.
Sure
and,
enough.
And I don't remember his name to call him out, but I don't really care if anybody wants to target me for this. If you look in the Riverside, New Jersey, Police Officer of the Year, that's this guy for 2007. You know?
Oh, I thought you were going to tell me that tasing somebody at school. Well, oh, my gosh.
I think it's bad enough that he's the police officer of the year.
And those are the things that are coming out of his mouth. Yeah, it's not a surprise.
There's a lot of time
around these guys when you were in prison.
Right, you can't draw any conclusions, though. I mean, some guys are racist. Some guys are bigots.
But there are a lot of them out there.
But you're bringing up an interesting point. It's one thing if I'm a bigot. It's another thing entirely if a cop's a bigot, because the cops have the power. You know, it's one thing if I decide I don't want to let black people in my business, which, by the way, will cause me a great deal of legal problems.
Right.
In this world, I don't think that should be so. I think you should be able to decide whom you want to do business with by whatever criteria it is. The problem is when the government and the cop is a very forceful arm of the local government, the police officer of the year, for God's sakes, has these problems and these proclivities, and they use, you know, and it goes on in their, it obviously affects their judgment.
Right, because they can hurt people. They can hurt the people that they don't like, and they can most of the time get away with hurting those people. It's so sad.
I don't want to cut you guys off, but I got to go.
Why don't you do that then? Thanks, Jeff, for the call.
My wife caught me talking to you.
See you later. You're on the couch tonight. All right, 800-259-9231. You know, what do you do in a situation like that, though? I mean, you're a member of the volunteer fire department. One of the other guys on there, he's the cop of the year, and he's a bigot. He's a racist. He's a sicko. How do you handle that situation? There's not a darn thing you can do in a situation like that, because you know what it might turn out to be. If you go and you file a complaint with the cops, it might turn out that the administrators there who gave that guy the award for best cop of the year, they might be as bigoted as he is. So you could go in, fill out a complaint form. Nothing will ever happen as a result of it. As far as publicly, they might instead decide to target you and come after you extra more because you decided to go after them. There could be retaliation that could hurt you, could hurt your family, could maybe trump up some charges, plant some crack on you. They could do anything they want to. So I think that a situation like that, wherein if you found out that some sort of governmental agent, especially a cop, was a sicko or a sadist or a racist or something, I think that if you actually have activists backing you up, if you're, for instance, here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, you could actually get somewhere by outing a cop like that. You could go on television and go on the radio and print newspaper articles about that stuff, and if they did come after you, then at least you'd have people to back you up. But man, what do you do in a case like that?
Well, the other question is, what do you do when you're caught, when you're in one of these circumstances? This happens to lots of white people, where you know they start talking bigoted, you know, racist stuff. What do you do? I mean, different circumstances require different things.
I've been over
people's houses. What am I supposed to do? Scold them at their house?
Walk out.
Generally is they don't jump in right both feet into the racist conversation. They'll feel you out a little bit to see kind of around the edges and that kind of thing. I think that it's fine to make fun of differences in people. That's okay. I don't think it's fine to discriminate against people because of something that they can't control, their skin color or whatever. That doesn't seem fair.
1-800-259-9231. What would you have done if you were in Jeff's position, if you were sitting there in that conversation? How would you have handled it? Would love your thoughts. Hour 3 is coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNLive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNLive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNLive.com.
Listener.